Out of 4.7, Andy and Mel. Morning. We're going to top out at 82. It is 45 right now. Andy and Mel brought to you by Kosama. Are you ready for an 8-week body transformation? Learn about the training tools, the advantages, the money-back guarantee, and the Kosama legend at Kosama.com. So, did we forget Internet Quote of the Day last hour?
I think so.
I think we did.
Yeah.
It's about it's a C plus B minus quote anyway. It's not one of the better ones.
You want me to find a better one?
No. It's okay. It's just not great.
Okay.
Like the one you had yesterday or the day yesterday.
140 characters one?
That was good. It must have been the one on Tuesday. Was great.
Your fantasy football team one?
That was good, not great. What was the great one? Maybe it was last week.
I don't know. Last week I know there was one that made you smile.
I actually laughed out loud at it.
Yes.
So, number one toy of all time. What do you think it is?
Number one, Barbies.
No. Number four.
Tonka trucks.
Nope.
I don't know.
Thanks for playing along.
Legos.
Number three.
Okay.
Tonka trucks not in the top 10.
Cabbage Patch dolls.
Number seven. You're knocking out the list pretty good.
I'm trying to... Those are what I played with when I was a kid. Gosh.
I will say this.
Raggedy Ann and Andy doll.
Boy toys are numbers one and two.
Oh, boys. Well, that's why I probably don't know.
Primarily boys. Not exclusively, but I mean, they're primarily...
Transformers.
Number two.
Okay. I tried to put one of those together the other day. I totally was not doing well. My friend Tim's boy had one, and I was like trying to figure it out. I'm like... Yeah,
I had those as a kid. They were made a little better when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was actually better, but a lot of it was metal.
Oh.
But the problem was the joints were so flimsy with teeny tiny screws, and then you had these tough steel parts, and then they would destroy the screws.
I was having a hard time with it.
Number one of all time is G.I. Joe.
Oh, G.I. Joe. Duh.
Transformers was number two.
More than beats the eye.
Legos number three. Barbie four. Viewmaster number five.
Oh. The Viewmaster.
Yeah, with the little discs and
they
the pictures.
They still make those?
I don't know.
I don't remember seeing those anywhere, and I bought toys.
Now, this is a list of
the
greatest toys of all time.
Oh, okay, okay.
Not just of the last 10 years.
Let me tell you, those Viewmasters were awesome. I love those.
Pretty big survey. 24,000 people answered it.
Holy moly.
It was a survey by the Children's Museum of Indianapolis. Number six is an obvious one. You're going to kind of kick yourself for not thinking of the bicycle.
Oh, duh.
Yeah.
I guess I don't know if I really consider that like a toy, though.
It is, I think. It qualifies because it's one of the top things kids play with.
I guess so.
They don't play with it like a toy.
I know, but, you know.
Yeah. I know what you mean. Cabbage Patch Kids was number seven. Crayons, number eight.
Oh, that's a toy?
Well, yeah, I guess. It's also a school supply.
I don't know. I just think of that, to me, I think of that's art time. And then, like, outside time is the bicycle. Like, I don't think of when the girls are in the room playing.
Number nine is Play-Doh.
Oh, yeah. Again, I don't think of that. Well, I guess that one
that's
is time.
A toy.
That's more of a toy.
You don't take that to school.
No.
It's not a coloring utensil.
We
that's
have
totally
Play-Doh,
a toy.
But I don't let the girls really use it anymore because it makes such a mess.
And all of Jackie's Play-Doh is hard. The only Play-Doh she's gotten so far is like the little tiny ones.
The little
like
tiny
in,
ones, yeah. Yeah.
Number 10 is a board game.
Oh, I can see that.
No, one specific board game.
Oh, one specific board game. Candyland.
No. It's going to surprise you. It's a super popular game.
Monopoly.
But, yeah.
Okay.
I don't get that one.
I don't either.
That's a slightly older board game. You know? I didn't even understand it till I was about 10 or 11.
As I was going to say, when I was little, I didn't really get it.
I still don't understand how it actually works.
I don't know. I haven't played it in so long. I don't even know if I could play it.
What was your favorite toy that you ever had?
Probably my Barbies. No, actually, honestly, was my record player.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I used to put on little shows for people when they come over to visit. My mom would have a whole bunch of like dresses in the basement, and I would play dress up. And then I found this huge record collection. And so I would play all these songs that I found in this record collection, and I would perform for those who visit us to have coffee when they come and have some coffee, you know, and coffee
the
cake.
The coolest
and stuff.
Toy I ever had. I don't remember what year Christmas I got it. My brother got the giant G.I. Joe fort. It was like three big pieces. Had a helipad in the back and this giant cannon in the front.
Yeah.
He got that fort or whatever. And I got the Masters of the Universe.
Snake Mountain.
He-Man.
It had a microphone.
Awesome.
And you could move the mouth and go, oh.
Hours of fun.
Until the batteries went dead. And then I remember feeling bad because my dad said he thought Joe was going to kick my butt with his Ford. I'm like, why? Mine has a microphone. His has a cannon. All right, you got me.
You know what song I'd always perform? Lipstick what? On your collar, said you were untrue. Have you ever heard that song?
How old were you?
I was little. I don't know.
That's kind of a weird song for a little girl to be singing.
But I thought it had such a fun beat. Yeah, bet your bottom dollar you and I are through because lipstick on your collar, toe to tail on you.
It's like a 7-year-old singing Candy Shop.
I still remember that song, though.
Jeez.
To this day, performing that song, and I would lip sync it.
There's got to be some other cool ones. Favorite toy ever? Let us know. 361-5557, email or text am@hot1047.com.
Morning, sunshine. Good morning.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel. Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 823, up to 82 today. I got a text that said, Andy, did your Snake Mountain toy lead to your fear of snakes?
Oh, that could be.
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
Because the microphone thing didn't exactly look like a snake.
Okay.
And it just looked like some kind of weird monster. It wasn't really... And plus, it was a plastic toy. It didn't scare me.
Right.
Have you actual always... snakes that slither around and can wrap themselves around my throat and bite me? Those are the ones I'm afraid of. Don't shake your head at me like I have an irrational fear of snakes.
It is irrational.
It's pathological. It's not irrational.
Well, you know,
there's a big difference.
I know lots of people are scared of snakes, but there's no reason to be scared of them. At least the non-venomous ones.
I don't know the difference. Therefore, they're all bad.
Do you think that I would have brought in a venomous snake into the studio?
I don't know.
Come on.
Internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
Life is so much funnier when you have a dirty mind.
What were you, we had the list of the greatest toys ever according to the Children's Museum, I think it was, in... Yeah, Children's Museum of Indianapolis.
Mm-hmm.
Surveyed 24,000 people. G.I. Joe, number one toy of all time.
Made by Hasbro.
It is by Hasbro.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what I said?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. Star Wars was Mattel.
Oh, okay.
Back in the day. I don't know if it still is.
Barbie is Mattel, and so that's why I was guessing.
Or no, it wasn't Mattel. It was Kenner that made Star Wars.
Oh, Barbie is Mattel.
Transformers was 2, Legos 3, Barbie 4, Viewmaster number 5, Bicycle number 6, number 7 was Cabbage Patch Kids, 8 Crayons, 9 Play-Doh, and 10 Monopoly. What's your favorite toy ever? Mine was my Snake Mountain and my Transformers I gotta go with.
I mean, besides Barbies, I had to be the record player.
Another favorite of mine was the little rubber dart guns.
Okay.
Shoot them at the TV and...
I can see that.
Those were fun. Becca's on the phone. How are you, Becca?
Good. How are you guys?
Pretty good. So, your favorite toy ever?
Well, I have a comment on your guys' Monopoly thing.
Okay.
You guys were talking about the Monopoly game and really not knowing how to understand it.
Yeah.
That used to be our family game for holidays and everything when I was growing up. I actually used to be so competitive with it, I got banned from the game.
Oh, snap!
I would get so mad at like 9 and 10 when they'd be beating me that I would just grab the game and just say, you know, throw it.
Wow, someone's a sore loser.
I was a sore loser when I was little, but wow. I just thought it was funny. Tell you guys.
Do you play it now?
Occasionally we do, but now we've kind of gotten into, like, you know, we're all older now. So, like, we play, like, that family dominoes game, like the, you know, where it has, like, all the dominoes train.
Oh, okay. I prefer Clue. That's my favorite.
Clue is my favorite board game of all time. The only thing that sucks about Clue is you have to have three people.
We should play. You and I should play, and we'll get a third. We'll find somebody. Johnny or somebody.
I'll come over and play with you guys.
Or she could play with us.
We could have a Clue morning.
Clue. We could have everybody play along.
Yeah, only we'll change all the names. Ben.
Yeah, you can play it on the air one morning.
We should play it on
ben
the air.
Ben killed Johnny V with the rope in the study.
No, with the microphone.
Oh, with the microphone in prod 3.
The microphone cord.
Yeah. Well, thanks for the call, Becca.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. You know, if you look around the studio, there are a number of weapons in here.
There are. This is such a great idea. Like, we need to get the game board, and we could have everybody play along with us.
I know I think my mom has Clue. We had it growing up. I don't think we own it now.
I don't know. I don't think I have it at my house either.
Let's see here. Sarah is on the phone. How are you, Sarah?
I'm good. How are you?
We're pretty good. So, favorite toy ever?
Okay, well, I don't know what ever, but when I was a kid, I loved the Magic 8-Ball.
Oh.
That is fun.
And now my daughter has one, too, and she loves it as well.
I never had one of those.
What?
I played with them like at Spencer's and stuff, but I never bought one. I never had one.
I don't
one.
Know if we owned one, but yeah, I remember playing with one several times. I love one. And still, you know, I could use a Magic 8-Ball right now, actually.
But what if it told you what you didn't want to know?
I think it was more of a girl thing. I remember we were like the first kids in the neighborhood to get it, and everybody thought it was the awesomest thing ever.
Does the boy I like me back?
Am I going to find love?
Yeah.
Will I get married someday?
Yep.
Is my week going to stop sucking?
Yeah, and then the guys would find it in high school, and they're like, well, my girlfriend let me see her boobs finally.
Chances are no.
Chances are probably not, yeah.
Doubtful.
Thanks for the call, Sarah.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Yeah, the Magic 8-Ball was one I never really...
I need to get one of those in here, too. We could have a Magic 8-Ball morning as well.
Another one, I got a text that says Stretch Armstrong.
Stretch Armstrong.
I think that was before our day.
I don't know that one.
This is one from our day. Voltron and Thundercats. I never got into the Voltron. I always thought it was like, I don't know. I was just never into it.
I don't even recall that.
My favorite toys was the Mask car set. I don't know what that one is. Best toy ever, Teddy Ruxpin.
Oh, I remember that.
Or Strawberry Shortcake dolls.
Oh, Strawberry Shortcake dolls. I loved those. I had the little tiny figurines and they smelled so good. they smelled like strawberry.
Another text says, my Mrs. Beasley doll from Family Affair. With Buffy, Jody, and Mr. French. I don't, that one I don't know. Not a clue. I also got a text that says, if you think that I have an irrational fear of
stop
snakes,
it. No. I already know what you're doing.
Then why is don't need Mel's a magic, fear
don't need a magic 8-ball for
of
that.
Jaws music so much more acceptable. Okay. Knock it off. I don't think you're even scared of it anymore.
I am.
I've played it so many times, you'd have to be immune to it.
You would think that I would start being immune to it. I would like to get somebody in, though, to actually, like, take my pulse and feel my pulse increase every time it happens, because it's real.
More of your calls and texts and some dirt coming up next. Hang on.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hi.
This is Hollywood Dirt.
Hot 104.7.
The Voice easily beat the season premiere of X Factor in the ratings on Wednesday night. The Voice attracted 10.7 million viewers, while X Factor drew just 7.5 million in the 8 p.m. hour. X Factor picked up 2 million more viewers in its second hour when it didn't have to go up against The Voice. The next American Idol judging panel will feature Mariah Carey, Randy Jackson, Nicki Minaj, and Keith Urban. And that's official, according to Katie Couric.
Oh.
Yeah. She said this during an interview with Jennifer Lopez that airs on her show today. So does she have the inside information or did she just misspeak? I guess we'll find out. And that's the dirt. You can find out more by going to hot1047.com.
The greatest toys of all time. G.I. Joe, number one. Transformers, two. Legos, three. Barbie, four. Did girls hang on to toys longer?
Well, they definitely would hang on to the Barbie. Like, there's my Barbies. My mom still has them. I don't know if I saw them somewhere.
My daughter has two favorite toys. One is her Barbie.
Okay.
With bright pink hair. Or orange hair. And the other one is this little mermaid doll. I don't even know what the toy is or what set of toys it comes from.
Probably from Disney?
No, it's not. No, it's not even in the shape of a Barbie.
Oh.
It's shorter and wider. And it's just, and we play Hide the Mermaid or Hide and Go Mermaid. Is the game we play. We take hiding. Turns hiding the mermaid, and then we play hot or cold.
Oh, that sounds fun.
It is. Jackie loves it. But your favorite toys ever, what are they? Let's see. Danica's on the phone. How are you, Danica?
Good.
Are you running in the race this weekend? I'm kidding. I don't know many people named Danica.
No.
So what is your favorite toy ever?
Rainbow Bright.
Oh, I remember those.
Rainbow Bright doll. I loved it.
You know what else that reminds me of? What I don't remember what it was called now. Light Bright.
Oh, yeah.
I loved Light Bright.
Yep.
Had to have that for Christmas one year. Had to have it.
Rainbow Bright. I can't even remember. I remember the name. I don't remember what they look like.
It's rainbow colored outfit. Called
the rainbow stockings and the bright yellow hair with the star on her face.
Oh,
it
yeah.
was great.
I watched it. And My Little Pony, My yep. Little Pony. Yeah, I collected those as well. But I preferred my Barbies, but I...
Oh, I remember Rainbow Bright. That cartoon was annoying.
I watched it all the time.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Danica.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Nick's on the phone. How's it going, Nick?
Good. Hey, guys. We can't forget about the All-American Slinky. Why wasn't that the top 10?
The Slinky?
It was because it was only fun for 5 minutes.
And then it got tangled.
Yeah, and it was worthless.
Yeah, and then you're
like, always pair up, like, you know, an annoying Slinky. Older brother, like, in the movie.
Yeah, I guess I never enjoyed the Slinky that much. It was kind of fun for about
like
5 minutes.
I don't like it because it ended up getting twisted up altogether.
And so unless you had a really long staircase, it wasn't any fun.
Right.
Or if you had a plastic one, you could always break it and like give a piece to a friend and let them play too.
Yeah. Make it a two-player game.
My girls keep getting these little cheap, little tiny Slinky things, you know? And then they keep getting tangled right away, and I'm like, this is why we don't get these things.
Here's one that one on the list that was kind of ridiculous, though, that I did not mention earlier, was that video games, all video games collectively, came in 34th.
Which one?
Video games. Just all video games in the history of video games.
I'm okay with that,
though. 34th. It's got to be higher than that.
If you're going to say, like, an all-time classic video game, you have to go with Simon. Remember Simon, like a little round
Oh,
thing,
yeah. That's not really a video game. It was an electronic game, but not...
That was kind of fun.
That was like the grandfather video game.
It was, yeah.
You have to go with Frogger, though, or Mario Brothers. Or
Super
Duck
Mario
Hunt.
Brothers, I think,
or Duck Hunt.
Has to be the all-time greatest video game ever.
Probably.
Yeah, it was.
Because you can still play it, and it's still fun.
Yeah. Quincy loves playing it.
I used to have an emulator on my phone for Nintendo, and I would play Super Mario on my phone.
Nice.
It was pretty cool. Thanks for the call, Nick.
Hey, guys, let's get that morning wake up or that weekend wake up going.
It's coming in about a half hour.
All right, sweet, guys. Bye.
Bye. Or actually, more like about 17 minutes.
Yeah.
I can't do math.
Well, we knew that.
Stop it. some of the text. My toy was my Care Bear and my sister's was her glowworm.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember glowworms.
Oh, yeah. I think I want to say that they came out when my brother was little. But I remember him having a glowworm. He probably is going to hate me for saying that.
I got another email.
He's a baby.
Said, my Barbie RV.
Oh, yeah.
It had a lot of miles on it.
Barbie Shagan Wagon.
What?
Nothing.
Barbie's a virgin. Didn't you know that?
She is?
She hasn't had any kids, has she?
I don't think so. No?
I don't think so.
There's little kid Barbies that you can buy, though.
Yeah, but those are like her cousins or something.
Who are those? Or little sister.
Yeah, something like that.
Hmm.
Anyway.
I think there's a conspiracy.
Barbie is pure. The Weekend Wake Up is starting at 9 o'clock. Hang on. How about a 4.7, Andy and Mel? 8:52. The Weekend Wake Up starting in about 7.5 minutes. Greatest toys ever. My Snake Mountain did not lead to my fear of snakes, by the way.
Uh-huh.
It had a microphone. If anything, it led me to radio.
True. That could be.
Perhaps.
That could be.
Although,
possible.
Not really. No.
The record player, the Fisher-Price record player, had to be my favorite. And then, of course, Barbies and Cabbage Patch Kid.
Star Wars was, as a collective, was my favorite. Toys. But the single favorite toy was the Snake Mountain from He-Man. It had a microphone and a mouth.
He-Man.
Oh. And it would put all these really cheesy, echoey effects on your voice. And
which, that's how it sounded, too.
Kind of, yeah. I think my mom still got it up in her attic.
No way.
Yeah, she unloaded a bunch of stuff, but she's hung on to a lot of toys.
That makes sense.
And like none of my stuff is in a box, so it's not worth anything, but... Anyway, let's see here. Amanda is on the phone. How are you, Amanda?
Good.
So, your favorite toy ever?
Cabbage Patch doll.
Oh, you were a Cabbage Patcher.
I did love my Cabbage Patch.
They smelled so good.
They did.
They
the
smelled?
Baby powder smell.
Yes, I still have some of mine that my girls have, and they still smell like they did.
They do. I don't know how they keep that smell. My Cabbage Patch's name was Cammy Christabella.
I had the burping one. I can't remember what her name was, but she burped. That was my favorite one. You push her back. There's like a little button on her back, and you push it in, and it kind of sounded like a little burp.
Normally, I would have suppressed that burp I just had, but you had just said you had the burping one, and I was like, oh, I might as well let it go.
Mine was just a regular Cabbage Patch doll. But yeah, mine was a preemie, and she just had a little tiny bit of hair on the top of her head.
Yep, was mine. She burped.
And her name was, like I said, Cammy Christabella. I'll never forget her name.
Our neighbor girls' Cabbage Patch dolls were targets for our G.I. Joes and He-Man.
Really?
And Star Wars.
My brother used a lot of mine. And that's the only one that I was able to save was my bourbon one. Otherwise, the rest of mine, my brother got a hold of.
Yeah, I think we even used the Cabbage Patch doll as a Death Star one time. Thank you for the call, Amanda.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. The one toy I always wanted as a kid and never got was one of the little electric cars.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Those were so cool. Oh, another one that should be on the list. The big wheel.
Yeah.
You never had one?
I had one for my kids. Like, but we had a little
Those were the best. We would wear out the big front wheel on it.
Okay.
It would get a flat tire, basically. You'd wear the plastic out so much from driving it on the sidewalk. I had a Dukes of Hazzard one. It was awesome.
A Dukes of Hazzard one? Okay.
Weekend Wake Up is next. Hang on. Hour 4.7, Andy and Mel in the Weekend Wake Up with DJ Core. Just about time for us to scoot. Heroes of the day, Mel, go.
Yesterday, police in Virginia were able to track down a dangerous sex offender because his girlfriend liked the local sheriff's department on Facebook.
Oops.
And that let him see her basic profile, and that they used that to figure out where she lived and found the sex offender at her house.
Nice. On Wednesday, 18 employees at the JFK Airport in New York were busted for running a massive criminal operation. Over at least the past year, they've stolen more than 100,000 mini bottles of liquor from the American Airlines planes and sold them to friends or liquor fencers on the cheap.
I saw pictures of the piles of it.
I know. All 18 are facing several criminal charges. Time for us to get out of here. Ben's in next. Have an awesome weekend. It's Hot 104.7.
It's Nissan.
Hot 104.7.com.